bring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
I have good news to bring. That is why I sing all my joy with you. I'll share.
You got plans of getting on that old gospel ship. Amen. I don't know exactly how we're going to leave here, but I do. We'll be in the air. We'll be caught up to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm glad I'm on board the ship, though. Aren't you glad we go through troubled waters a lot of times? But, hey, I'm glad to be on the ship. I'm going to stay in the boat. How about you? Praise the Lord. So good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Did you enjoy service here Wednesday night? Did you appreciate the word of the Lord? Oh, it's so good. I'm telling you the truth. It just gets better every time we come to the house of the Lord. I so appreciate the Word of God. Do you? Do you really love the Word of the Lord? Why don't we just give the Lord a real good hand clap of praise tonight if you love Him? Well, if you're ashamed of me, you have no cause to be. For with Christ, the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, this is a good place to warm up. Shouting and singing and praising the Lord right now. It's just a good opportunity to get warmed up for what's going to be taking place over there. Brother Brandon was in a meeting one time, and I heard this song just a little while ago, and the Spirit of the Lord came into the service. A lady began to weep and began to scream and to cry and to praise the Lord. And a good old brother told Brother Branham after the service, he said, I was so enjoying that service till that woman started crying and hollering and going on and worshiping God like she did. He said, it just ruined my service. Brother Branham told him, said, well, I'll tell you something, brother. In heaven, you'll freeze to death. There's going to be all kinds of shouting and praising God. Why shouldn't we praise God? Why shouldn't you live for the Lord? Why shouldn't you act right and be a respectable Christian? Why shouldn't you? You've got every right to be that. Matter of fact, we're compelled to be that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just want to make proper preparations on this side, don't we? We've got just a few requests. If you'll remain standing just for a few minutes, Brother Randy Scott been feeling poorly for the last few days. Ask that we'd remember him in prayer. Brother Howard Collins has a very aggravating infection in his eyes. He's asking that we would remember him in prayer tonight. Someone had to leave, go out of town unexpectedly. They're asking that we would pray for that request. The Lord knows all about the need. Please have prayer for a former co-worker of mine. His name is Frank. Brother Baker sends that in, so let's remember that need tonight. I want to pray for Brenda Vandergriff. She will be having tests next week in Durham. Pray that all goes well. Brother Frank Williams sends that in. Brother Eugene Kennedy will be seeing a lung specialist this week. This coming Monday, please pray for a good report. Sister Janet Kennedy sends that in. Please pray for a friend of ours in Georgia, Sheila Carnes. She has an infection in her body. Brother Randy Gissendanner sends that in. Remember Brother Gene Littleton and family. His sister, Vella Baines, passed away last night. So we certainly want to pray for that family. Pray for the meetings over in North Carolina. Brother Donnie and some of the brothers. Brother Andrew Glover, Brother Dwayne Lawson is ministering over there this weekend. So let's just pray they have a good time. I believe God's going to visit us in a wonderful way. Brother Darrell Ward's going to be speaking for us this weekend. And, well, good things always happen when Brother Darrell speaks to us, doesn't he? I certainly appreciate our brother, and I believe you do too. If you have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about, how many of you believe God's bigger than your problem? You believe He's bigger than any situation we're going through? You believe He's the answer to all your troubles? Do you really believe that with all your heart? Well, God is just good, isn't He? Brother Aaron, why don't you come tonight? Take us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests. Just commit these things unto the Lord. Certainly appreciate Brother Aaron Gilbert. Just a wonderful, make a good church a better church, don't they? Amen. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, once again, what a privilege it is to be gathered together in your house, Father. Lord, with the like precious saints, Lord, of faith, Father, God, we pray that you just touch, Lord, each and every need that was brought before you tonight, Father. Lord, the loss of a loved one, Father, we pray that you just comfort that family, be with them, Father. Lord, the ones that are sick, Father, in their bodies, we pray for healing for them tonight, Father. Lord, we pray that you would just touch each and every person gathered in your divine presence tonight. Lord, those that would be in this building, Lord, the ones that would be streaming, the ones that would go back and archive the service. Father, I pray that you would just anoint, Lord, each one, Father, that they would hear, Lord, that you would speak to each and every person, Father. Lord, we pray that you would just touch Brother Darrell tonight. Lord, may he move out of the way and speak to us, Father. Lord, may you anoint him, Father. Lord, may you anoint us as well, that we can move ourselves out of the way, Father, Lord, and hear from you tonight. Open our hearts to receive what you have for us tonight, Father. We just want to thank you for the privilege and opportunity to be in your house, Father. May you just bless the service, the remainder of this service. In your name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have all of you here. All those that would be streaming the service tonight, we pray it'll be a great blessing to those folks as well. What a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord on Saturday night. A lot of folks got different places they like to go and visit and do, and that's all well and good, but I'm glad to be right here tonight. How about you? Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him one more good hand clap of praise tonight. Let's sing that song tonight. Something keeps holding me. You're here tonight. You want to see a miracle? Look around you. You're here tonight by God's grace. You're here tonight in this service. You have withstood Satan's Eden one more week. You're victorious. You're a victor tonight. Give him one more hand clap of praise if you love him. Praise the Lord. Oh, you can beat that. Go ahead and give him a good hand clap. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see, helping me faithfully overcome my trials,
guiding me constantly, giving me victory. salvation.
Oh, yes, he does.
It was his desire to steal
us. Praise the Lord. Well, you're just doing so good. Have the ushers, did they come get the offering? They're getting so forgetful anymore. I just, bless their hearts. I just, when I know they've got the offerings, when I don't see them little red bags laid here, Brother Terry. I've learned to mark things. Oh, praise the Lord. Brother Richard Baker's got a song for us tonight. He and some of the guys, they put a song together. If they come onto the platform, be getting ready to sing. We're going to sing a little bit more before they sing, though. They'll hurriedly come onto the platform real quickly, guys. Get on up here. Let's get ready to sing. Let's sing a little bit of that song. When the reason that I'm standing stands in front of me. What a testimony. What a testimony. You know, you're going to be running everywhere looking for somebody that's your favorite Bible character, and those great Bible characters are going to be running everywhere looking for you. Because you made it through the greatest time of all, the worst age of all. You as an overcomer. Are you glad you are? Are you glad to be an overcomer? What's wrong with the rest of you? Are you glad to be an overcomer tonight? Give him one more hand clap of praise if you love him. With all your heart.
I have stood for the gospel. When it seemed I stood alone, through the heartaches and frustrations, kept my focus on the throne.
Oh, yes.
So many times I have recalled,
thank you, Lord,
the Savior's words so true. If you won't be ashamed of me,
oh,
I won't be of you. So I proudly stand until I see.
Sing it to him.
Times I've lost my way.
Oh, yes, we have.
Often I've stumbled, searching for the light of day. Circumstances all around me, I thought I'd surely fall. When
oh,
the whispering
yes.
of doubt and fear told me you would lose it all. But he kept me with his amazing grace. Chance to thank him face to face.
God bless you. Brothers, sing us a song tonight.
When I'm tossed on life's sea and the waves cover me and the dark clouds won't let the sun shine through, then a voice seems to say, "Child, there'll be a brighter day. Don't allow the storms to hide sweet heaven's view, 'cause you've got one more valley, one more hill, maybe one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, maybe one more mile to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Don't let Satan see your tears. Learn to smile through your peers. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. You must be faithful all the way. We'll be worth it all someday, for it's all gonna be over after a while. 'Cause you've got one more valley, one more hill, maybe one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road, maybe one more mile to go. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home. You can lay down your heavy load when you get home.
Well, we appreciate that song tonight. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. It's time to go on into the service. Brother Darrell Ward's going to be coming tonight speaking for us, and we certainly want to pray for our brother. Just really appreciate Brother Darrell's ministry. Appreciate his life. Appreciate his stand that he's taken. He's a man of God. He certainly is a man of God, and we love him with all of our heart tonight. And I know you do, and we're going to pray for him. I believe God's got something really good in store for us here tonight. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Let's sing a little bit of it tonight, if you will. He's an on-time God, yes he is. He's an on-time God, yes he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God, yes he is. Yes, he is.
bless the children of Israel, trapped at the Red Sea.
Oh, yes.
By that mean old Pharaoh and his army, they had water all around them. Pharaoh on their tracks.
Yes, sir.
Out of where God stepped in and cut a highway just like that.
He's a long time gone. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
I know.
On the mic.
Can you hear me now? I'll just start out with this. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here. Amen. I'm certainly glad. God's on time. I'm certainly glad he's better than the microphones. Amen. Hallelujah. Governments will let you down. Electronic systems will let you down. Sometimes your family will even let you down. But the Word of God will never let us down. What a privilege it is to serve Him tonight. Amen. To be a part of the living God. To be a part of the economy of God. Amen. Amen. What a privilege it is. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us over to the book of 1 John. We want to read from 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. I want to read from 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. We just trust a simple little evangelistic thought tonight that would encourage your hearts. And we've been looking at it the last few days, and I just trust it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. You know, I know we live in a time people have a lot of problems, and people going through a lot of hardships, a lot of different things. But, you know, no matter what we're facing tonight, our God's more than able to take care of it. You know, you can look at your problems and you can worry about your problems. That won't do you one bit of good. Come on, somebody. You can worry till you're gray-headed about what the doctor said. That will not help you one bit. But we serve a God tonight who can help you. Amen. No matter what you're facing, no matter, well, they've said it's too much. Well, that just means it's just getting right for God to do something. Amen. Every day with Jessica, I'd ask her if she could see me. She'd say no. I'd say, Jessica, it'll be a greater miracle tomorrow. You will see me again. Hallelujah. Glory. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. The Bible says this. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Even our faith. Let's bow our heads. I want to speak to you tonight on unwavering faith. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we've sat in the study and listening to the songs that were being sung, Lord, and how it stirred our hearts, Lord. Because we believe that you're God. And we believe, Lord, that the songs that we sing are not just songs, Lord, but they're testimonies of a God who cannot fail. Lord, we believe that as the world is getting darker and more evil, every day, Lord, you look at the news, people are more angry, God, and striking out at one another. It just shows us where we're at, Lord. And the world has become so selfish and so self-centered. Lord, it's just a sign of the soon coming destruction. But Lord, we believe that your word ever remains true. And the things you said, Lord, that would be among us. Lord, if we see it happening on the dark side, then surely, Lord, where there's light, those things are happening also. And Lord, may we look at the word, dear God, with an unwavering faith, Lord, that no matter what the situation would be or how bad the situation would be, Lord, your word ever remains true and it will absolutely do what you said it would do. Then, Lord, we stand upon it tonight, God. And may you come and confirm your word to the midst of your people. We call you on the scene tonight, Lord. For the prophet of God said you like for us to ask you for big things. Because you're a big God, Lord, and you can handle the request. Lord, there's many sick among us. There's many needs tonight, Lord. But God, every need that is in this building can be met through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we look to the author and finisher of our faith tonight, Lord. And may every spirit come subject to thy spirit, Lord. And may there be liberty tonight because the king is in the camp. And may the shout of victory go up, Lord. For Joshua and them shouted the victory before the walls ever fell. Oh, God, give us that kind of faith, Lord, that we can shout the victory without one bit of evidence, Lord. Because your word has declared it. Bless the meetings in North Carolina, Father. May you move in a great way. But the same God who can meet in that revival over there in North Carolina can meet with us here tonight also, Lord. We're going to have a shouting time because you're real. Meet your people tonight, Lord, we pray. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, we ask, Lord. So we commit these things into your hands for your glory. In Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated this evening. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is our victory. That overcometh the world is even our faith. Now the word whatsoever, it means all men. Whosoever, it means every man. So what the Bible is telling us tonight is that every man that is born of God, every person that is born of God, overcometh the world. To overcome, it means to carry off the victory. So everyone that is born of God carries off the victory. To overcome, it means to carry off the victory. Speaking of Christ, it means victorious over all of his foes. Speaking of a Christian, overcoming means he that holds fast their faith even unto death against the power of the foes and the temptations and persecutions. Every man that is born of God, every woman that is born of God, everyone that is born of God carries off the victory. It doesn't say you might overcome. It doesn't say you can possibly overcome. It doesn't say perhaps you'll overcome. But the Bible said if you're born of God, you overcome the world. Then I ask you tonight, is there anybody here that is born of God tonight? Then if you are born of God tonight, I want you to know you overcome the world. The world does not overcome us, but we overcome the world. Glory to God, we can say amen and go home and have church tonight. Because if we are born of the Spirit of God, we overcome the world.
Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But how can you overcome something if you don't battle anything? Amen. The battles don't mean nothing. The temptations don't mean nothing. The trials, though they are real, let me tell you, but they do not overcome us. We overcome them. Amen. In this world, you may have tribulation, but be of good cheer, he says. I have overcome the world. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth in the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. Yet a little while the world sees me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. John 14, 20 says it this way, and that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Hallelujah. God promised Abraham, listen to this quote, what was it? El Shaddai, the breast. So in other words, he would be a mother to Abraham. God promised Abraham, I will be a mother to you. Is God a mother? Sure he is. We are born of God, is that right? So that makes God our mother. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Make God our mother. God is our father. God is our mother. You know, I've been looking a little bit at DNA. Do you know you get 50% DNA from your mother and 50% from your daddy? Did you know that? You don't get 100% from your daddy. You only get 50% from your daddy and 50% from your mama. But if God is your mother and God is your father, then 100% of your DNA is God's DNA. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God, that makes God our mother. God is our father. God in Christ is our brother. Is that right? Congregation says amen. That's right. And God, Christ is our bridegroom. Christ is our bridegroom. And we are the bride. This is the other part of the covenant that God made with his people and with Christ, who took Christ up as a memorial and shed forth the Holy Spirit here as his covenant with his people. Let me tell you, brother and sister, we are not an organization. We are not a denomination. But I want to remind you tonight, we are a covenant people. God has given us a covenant through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and shedding abroad the Holy Ghost, the life he lives, come back upon us and is with us and even in us. And it makes us a covenant people. Whom our mother is God, and my father is God, and my brother is God in Christ. Well, glory to God. We overcome the world. We overcome the world. We overcome the world because we are born of God, and the overcomer is in us. How do you know he's in us, Brother Darrell? He said he would be. Little while the world see me no more, but ye shall see me. I'll be with you, even in you. I'll not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you, that where I am, there shall you be also. The bride and the groom uniting as one. Same life, same spirit, same ministry. Amen. Same blood, same anointing. Making him the same yesterday, today, and forever. The prophet said, that's what the matter with you Pentecostal people. They don't recognize who they are. Your sons and daughters of God. You have in your hand, he said, look, Jesus. Jesus one time quoted in the scriptures, ye are gods. Well, if God's my mother, and God's my Father, and I'm an offspring of that God. If apples produce apples and oranges produce oranges and Baptists produce Baptists, come on, somebody. Amen. Then what would God do if God had an offspring, if God had a seed that was manifested on the earth? What would it be? God in flesh. Amen. Jesus quoted one time, ye are gods. Brother Bam said, look, deity. I'm talking about deity. I'm a part of Charles Branham because I was born from Charlie Branham. My daddy, I'm a part of him. I've got a forehead like him. My hair was like him. I'm a small man like him. I'm in the nature like him because he is my daddy. My brother Dwayne came over at the house one day this week. We was talking about some wedding things, and he was sitting there while we was leaning up against the bar, and he was standing there, and I was looking down at some of the things that he had on the table, and my brother said something, and when I looked up and looked him in the eyes, he looked just like my daddy. I said, you look just like daddy. Why? He's made in the image of his father. Oh, I'm longing for the hour that my daddy has seen manifested in me. Not a coward, not barely making it, not trying to hang on to Wednesday night, but an overcomer, because the overcomer is in me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My hair is like him. I'm small in nature like him, in stature like him, because he's my dad. And if we become in the spirit of sons of God, deity dwells in man. Hallelujah, he said. Then you talk about blinded eyes being open. You know, amen. You know what eyes I want open tonight? I want my eyes open to see these things. You're talking about blinded eyes being open then, he said. He said, nothing is impossible with God. It's my wife's favorite scripture, Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. God spoke it to her. Down when we was in Chattanooga, and Jessica was laying down there in a bad way. Jessica was in a bad way. Cheryl was kneeling by her bed that night praying to God, asking God to move on behalf of our little girl. And while she was there praying, God spoke this scripture to her and said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Mark 10:27, the Bible says this. Jesus looked upon him and said, with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. But then, God said, nothing is impossible with you if you believe. He didn't say with me, he said with you. You got a scripture on that? Yes, I do. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto them, if thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believeth. Then pray tell me, what is the difference in this man of Mark 9:23 and the one in Mark 10? What's the difference in those two men? Jesus said, for with man, it's impossible. But then he turned around and said to the believer, all things are possible. Then what's the difference between these two men? Here it is. Don't miss it. It's deity in that man. The very God that stood back there on the mythical platform of the eternities and rolled worlds off of his hand and created these things, give you the privilege to be his son. And you're a part of him. God dwells in mankind. Man himself in deity. Don't you see, my brother, my sister, when Jesus walked the earth, he walked the earth as a new race. He was a new creation. He was not a God, nor was he a man. He was a God-man. He didn't walk the earth as a God, nor did he walk the earth as a man, but he walked the earth as a God-man. He was a man when he wept at Lazarus' grave. But when he said, Lazarus, come forth, that was more than a man. That was God in flesh. Hallelujah. God dwells in mankind, and man himself is deity. Hallelujah. There you are. It might choke you, but study over it just a little while. Yeah, it chokes us. We can't hardly amen it. He is. God dwells in man, and man becomes a son of God. Not him in himself. It's not me, Brother Terry. It's not you, but it's the God that dwells in me. Not the man, not him, not in himself, but the Holy Spirit that's in him is God, the Creator, oh God. The Creator lives in the creation. The Creator living in his creation. Then they stand with unwavering faith. When you catch that revelation, then stand with unwavering faith. Brother Keith, ask what you will, and it'll be done unto you. There he is. There he is. God, there he is. Oh, mama. Oh, mama, there's a storm coming, mama. Can anybody see God? You remember the boy? He asked his mama. She said, ask your Sunday school teacher said, ask the pastor. Pastor said, son, I can't tell you. And the little boy went down to the ocean, and the old man in the boat, and he said, son, what's the matter with you? He said, I've asked everybody, can you see God? Can you see God? He said, sir, can you answer me this question? Can anybody see God? And the prophet said, that old man with tears rolling down off his face, he stopped throwing the boat. He said, son, everywhere I look, that's all I see is God. You see, when you get God on the inside of you, that's all you can see is him. As long as you look at your problems, as long as you look at your situations, you'll never see the answer. We can have this confidence. We can have this confidence of what the Word says about us. God's Word does not lie. Romans 3:4 says it this way, let God be true, and ever man's word a liar. Well, I don't know if God can do it, liar. It's a lie. God can do it. God's word will do exactly what it says it will do. Every word of God is just as true. Has every word of God. Do you know Satan quoted to Eve 99% truth? But what made it a lie? What made what Satan told Eve? What made it a lie? One word. 99.9% truth. But that one word made it a lie. Oh God, please. So every word of God is just as true as every word of God. If God said, let there be in their light, let there be light in their life, that's true. If God said, I'll send you Elijah and he sent him, that's true. If God said, I'm the Lord thy God who heals all thy diseases, that's true. God said, if you repent, be baptized, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and the promises unto you and to your children, even as far off as many as the Lord thy God shall call. That's true. California will slide into the sea. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true. We have this confidence. God's word will not fail. Governments will fail us. Politics will fail us. Politicians will fail us. Come on, somebody. But the word of God will never fail us. He said in Isaiah 55, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereof I have sent it. In other words, God said, what I sent the word to do, it will be victorious. It shall not return unto me void. You know what that word shall means? It denotes pure futurity. Pure futurity. In other words, it means something that will be in the future. That's what the word shall means. Something that will be in the future. Like Luke 11:9, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. Like Jeremiah 33:3 says this, call unto me, and I will answer thee, saith the Lord, that I will and I shall. It's the same thing. It means the same thing. God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that you know not of. You think just because the seals is open, you know it all? The prophet said we'd be learning of Christ throughout the millennium. It's a shame we've got so predestinated and so elected that we can't admit we need help. You can't help a man that don't know he's drowning. It's only when they know they're drowning and they cry out for help, that's when you can help them. See, I don't know about you, friends, but just for myself, I tell you what I need more of tonight. I need more faith. I've been praying all week, God, give me more faith. God, help me understand faith. God, open my understanding to faith. People complicate it so much, yet the prophet said it's so simple. Faith. How do we get more faith? Faith to overcome. Amen. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But hearing's not faith. Hearing is not faith. But faith comes by hearing. Hearing means to understand. People hear and don't understand nothing with their natural ear. Hearing means to understand. Not only to understand, but to receive. May God help us to have an understanding of what faith is and what faith is not. According to the prophet, what faith is not. Remember, it says, if you believe it, act like it. If you believe it, act like it. Go and rejoice and testify. Too many people want to wait till they're completely well. And then they'll testify. They want to wait till they go back to the doctor and the x-ray don't show anything. And then they'll testify. That's not faith, that's knowledge. You saw the x-ray. But faith stands there and declares it to be so without one shred of evidence. If you believe it, act like it. Go out rejoicing. Testify. Tell people. Sure. Faith is not what you feel. I prayed for somebody not long ago. You know, well, I was hoping I would feel more. Faith is not what you feel. It's what you can believe. Well, glory, Brother Darrell. Faith is not what you feel. Faith is what you have. Faith is what you believe. Brother Ben said, I want to get into Romans 4. Teach a little bit about faith. That's what we all need a whole lot of, isn't it? Faith is not an evidence. Evidence is not faith. Evidence is knowledge. Amen. Faith is not an evidence. That's what the prophet said. Only it's a substance. Faith is a substance. Faith itself is a substance and an evidence of things that the senses of the body won't declare. The senses of the body can't declare. Faith sees what the eye don't see. Faith is the only direct positive sense. Faith is a sixth sense. Faith is more than sight. Faith is more than feeling. You don't feel faith. You don't taste faith. You don't smell faith. You don't see faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Faith is not an evidence. Faith is a substance of evidence of things not seen. Brother Brim said this Bible. He said, I'm looking at it now. He said, I want it. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and evidence of things that I do not see. He said, here in my pocket, I think there's an old Barlow knife I've carried for years. Now, I do not see the knife. I do not feel the knife. I do not taste the knife. I do not smell the knife. But I know the knife is in there. How do you know it? Because I believe it's in there. Now, if it's not there, faith will put it there. If it's not there, that chokes you, he says. I know that chokes you, but that's true. If you believe, all things are possible. We sing about it. We quote it. But do we really believe it? You know, it seems like when something first happens, the first couple of days, people's faith is strong. And then a week goes by, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month goes by. People's faith, because it don't happen when they think it should happen, they think they didn't get it. Now, I appreciated that. God knows. I appreciated every phone call that I got when Jessica was hurt, when Jessica was blind. I got hundreds of calls from around the world. And God knows my heart. I appreciated every call. But people would call me. The first few weeks, they said, is she seeing? No, she's not seeing. And so they was with me. It'll be greater tomorrow. Then a month went by. A month and a half. 7 weeks. Is she seeing? No, she's not seeing yet. And I could hear on the other end of the line their faith going down. Well, Brother Darrell. Well, buddy, we'll help you pray, Brother Darrell. But you could tell Brother Jim by the tone of their voice, because it didn't happen the first few days or the first month. But how soon we forget Congressman Upshaw, who was 66 years in a wheelchair. All things are possible. Or maybe since you're afraid to take God for his, you're scared. He said, no, I might have left that knife laying on the dresser when I changed clothes a while ago. But just as sure, if that knife is on the dresser right now, if I believe it with all my heart, it'll be in my pocket. That chokes you, but God is able to put it there if you believe it. If God can take a pocket knife off of the dresser and put it in a man's pocket, cannot he take empty sockets and put eyes in them? Lord, hallelujah. Cannot he take a limb that is missing and put it back on? What is faith? Faith is something that's revealed to you that is not yet, but you believe it will be. Faith is a revelation of the will of God. So by revelation, faith is a revelation, because the will of God has been revealed to you. Now let me show you. We sit here tonight, we believe that Brother Branham's ministry is the ministry of Malachi 4. We believe it was a seventh angel's message. Others walk away from it, laugh at it, say horrible things about Brother Branham. But you believe it because it's been revealed to you. You see the promise. You see the scriptures on it. You see the ministry, not with your eyes, but by faith. You believe it because it's been revealed to you. I don't care what they do find or don't find in a magazine. I don't care if they can find or can't find a newspaper article. I don't believe it because of newspaper articles. I believe it because God revealed it to my heart. So it makes no difference to me what they say on Facebook or notebook or back book or whatever. It don't matter to me. Hey, faith is a revelation. Huh? And that's the way the rapture is. To the bride, the rapture is a revelation to her. It's revealed to her. The revelation, the true bride of Christ, will be waiting for the revelation of the rapture. It is a revelation, for the revelation is faith. You cannot have a revelation without faith. You can't have a revelation without it being faith. Faith is a revelation because it's something that's revealed to you. Like Abraham, could call anything contrary to what had been revealed to him as though it wasn't so. Faith. That's what faith is. It's a revelation of God. And the church is built upon a revelation. The whole entire body is built upon faith. Unwavering faith. We are not a people of knowledge. We are a people of faith. We're looking to the unseen. Unwavering faith. Never moving or looking away from something. In other words, faith is keeping your eyes on the promise. What did Elijah tell Elisha? What do you want from me? You've been a faithful servant. What do you want? He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. He said, you've asked a hard thing, but nonetheless, if you see me when I go, ye shall have what you asked for. What did it cause Elisha to do? A singleness of heart, a singleness of mind, a singleness. He kept his eye on the promise. Not looking somewhere else. Never changing or becoming weaker. What unwavering faith is. Abraham received a revelation from God that he's going to be the father of many nations. And when he received that revelation was tested. You're not going to believe it and get off that easy, friends. If you believe it, the devil will test you. Come on, somebody, you know, he'll challenge you. You'll be prayed for. What has happened the next day? You get worse. So, well, Brother Branham, I must have lost my healing. I felt so good when I was prayed for. I was so happy. But the next day I got real sick. You know what he said? You didn't lose your healing. That's the best evidence you got your healing. Satan will test your revelation. Huh? Amen. Amen. It was revealed to him, you will be the father of nations. And faith revealed to Abraham, a lamb provided. Because God told Abraham, take Isaac thy son to a mountain of Moriah and give him to me for a sacrifice. Now first of all, look at the obedience of Abraham to God's word. Look at what God asked Abraham to do. He didn't say just go to church 3 times a week. He said, take your son to the mountain that I tell you to and give him to me for a sacrifice. Abraham got his things together, not wanting to tell the mother so she wouldn't worry. Abraham said it would break her heart. So he said, we're going away for a few days. We'll be back. He saddled up his animals, his mules, took a few servants and headed off towards the mountain because God told him to. Unwavering faith. 3 days' journey, if my memory serves me right. How many nights they sat around the campfire? The servants perhaps telling hunting stories or fishing stories. Or sitting around the campfire, swapping stories. And Abraham sitting there trying to be in the conversation. But his heart was so heavy because he was the only one who really knew why he was going to the mountain. So he tried to laugh when they laughed. But he really wasn't in the stories. His mind really wasn't in the conversation. He was thinking, he was pondering what he had in his heart. Take thy son to the mountain of Moriah and give him to me for a sacrifice. Sitting there knowing where he was headed. Sitting there knowing what he was going to do. And he gets to where the mountain was. I love this part right here. Watch his unwavering faith. He tells the servants, you wait right here. I and the lad will go yonder and worship. And I and the boy will return. What? How's he going to return? God said, kill him. What are you thinking, Abraham? What are you saying, Abraham? You're saying something contrary to what God said for you to do. But you see, Abraham wasn't speaking from his lips. He was speaking from his heart. How's he going to return? Brother Gene, how's he going to do it when he's going to kill him? But you see, God would make a way of escape somehow. How? Abraham didn't know. But God said, take him and kill him. That was the only thing he had to do. But he said, you wait here. The boy and I will go yonder to worship. And we will return again. You see, Abraham knew that God had given him that boy as good as one from the dead. And he knew that God was able to raise him from the dead. The prophet said, there's the faith. Knowing if God did it once, he can do it again. Oh, glory to God. Friends, you tell me one sickness, you tell me one problem that God did not cover in this generation and show us. I'm the God that opens blinded eyes. I'm the God that restores the mind. I'm the God that heals cancer and menopause and restores marriages. I'm me. That's me. I'm the Lord, he said. God does it once. If God did it in the 40s, if God did it in the 50s, if God did it in the 60s, he can do it in the 2018. He's still God, friends. Amen. He laid the wood upon Isaac's back. And he started up the hill. And when he got to the top of the hill, he rolled some rocks together, making an altar. He laid down the wood. Isaac got suspicious. And he speaks the first words recorded of Isaac in the Bible. He says, my father. My father. My father. Here's the altar. Here's the wood. Here's the fire. Here's the knife. My father. Where's the lamb? Abraham wraps with his back to Isaac. And Isaac's saying, Daddy, where's the lamb, Daddy? Where's the lamb at? And Isaac, looking upon the back of his father, he sees Abraham begin to turn. As Abraham turned, something from in here. Something from in here. I was, can I share something with you? I was down in Mexico a few years ago. Brother wanted to talk to me. And he had got a green card to come into the United States to plant trees up here in Colorado. And they had come in and sprayed this killer, this weed killer, to kill all the underbrush. And they sent these guys in, these green card guys. They sent them in with 100 saplings on their back. And they had to plant 100 trees a day. And they gave them food and they gave them a canteen and they would pick them up when they had the 100 trees planted. And this brother said he forgot to get water. He only had a half a canteen and by half a day he ran out of water. And he said, I was so thirsty, Brother Darrell. There was a creek there and I got down and drank the water out of the creek. He said, it wasn't long after I drank it that I realized I had poisoned myself. The stuff they had sprayed onto the weeds had got into the water and he had drank that weed killer. And he said, I had a friend with me. He said, I sat down on a stump. I believe it's what he said. I sat down on a stump. Said, my friend, sat down. He said, I'll stay with you. He said, Brother Darrell, I felt my life leaving my body. And I knew I was dying. I could feel myself begin to leave my body. And he said, Brother Darrell, he was just doing an interpreter. He didn't speak English. But he said, Brother Darrell, he said, I was sitting there. I knew I was dying. He said, but all at once, something inside spoke and said, I need a lemon. I need a lemon. And he said, when that spoke, I said what it said. I need a lemon. I need a lemon. And he said, I look, Brother Darrell, and beside the stump, God is my witness, was a lemon. And he said, I picked up the lemon. He said, I ate the rind. I ate the seeds. I believe I would have too. He said, I ate everything. I ate the whole lemon. Said, after a while, I felt my strength begin to come back. And I got up and was able to work. And said my friend had been sitting there the whole time, had not said a word. He said, I got up, I said, let's go to work. And said, my friend said, where did the lemon come from? And he said to me, Brother Darrell, where did the lemon come from? And I said, Brother, God will provide himself. Abraham's Abraham turning, but something inside of him spoke, and he said what the voice said, Son, God will provide himself a lamb. Abraham's faith spoke. Hallelujah. His faith declared that. A provided lamb. A provided lamb. I think of blind Bartimaeus. You know the story. The prophet said his little girl got sick. He had turtle doves. He used these turtle doves to do tricks to get money. And his little girl got sick. The prophet said he felt his way through the house, went out the back door, stood on the back side of the house, said he lifted up his blinded eyes towards heaven, and he began to pray. He said, Father, my little girl's sick. It's my only daughter, Lord. Don't take my baby from me. He said, Lord, if you'll let her live. So she brings me such comfort. She's my eyes. She tells me things that she sees. She makes it so real. Don't take my little girl. If you'll let her get better, I'll give you the turtle doves. I'll sacrifice my turtle doves. And you know the story, she got well, and he took the turtle doves down, and he sacrificed them. It wasn't long after that, perhaps his wife caught what the little girl had. She was dying. And the prophet said he felt his way through the house again, went on the backside, lifted up his eyes again, and began to pray, said, Father, I need my wife. She cooks for me. She keeps my clothes washed. She knows how to take care of me. He said, Lord, please don't take my wife. If you let her live, I'll give you my lamb. I'm talking about unwavering faith. And she got well. And blind Bartimaeus kept his promise. And he was going down to sacrifice the lamb. And on the way down to the temple, he runs into the priest. He said, where are you going, blind Bartimaeus? He said, I'm going to give God this lamb for a sacrifice. He said, but blind Bartimaeus, you can't do that. That lamb is your eyes. Now what the priest told him was absolutely the truth. You can't do that. That lamb is your eyes. Here, blind Bartimaeus, here, let me give you some money. Go buy a lamb and give that lamb for a sacrifice. But unwavering faith. He said, I never promised God a lamb. I promised God this lamb. And if I give God this lamb, he will give me a lamb for my eyes. Unwavering faith. He didn't know nothing about Jesus. He didn't know nothing about the Lamb of God. He didn't know nothing about any of that. He was speaking by faith. Sitting there on the wall of the stones that fell off the wall of Jericho, thinking about these things, the prophet said, all at once he heard a noise, something coming down the street, some mocking him, some worshiping, and he began to cry, what's going on? What's happening? Somebody said, it's Jesus of Nazareth. It's Jesus of Nazareth. He's passing through. Somebody else said, it's the Lamb. It's the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God. The Lamb for my eyes. The Lamb for my eyes. He began to cry. You see, blind Bartimaeus' words of faith had become flesh. Amen. The word that he spoke by faith had become flesh. He began to cry out, Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. prophet of God said he was 150 yards away. People screaming, all kinds of noise. He stopped. Jesus stopped. But it was not blind Bartimaeus' voice that stopped him. It was his faith. If a blind beggar's faith can stop Jesus, your faith tonight can stop Jesus. His faith dropped. He never heard him. The prophet said he felt his faith. His faith stopped him. They said, be of good cheer. The master calls for thee. And the Bible says he raised up, threw off his robe. You see, he wore a robe that identified him. Perhaps it was a certain color. I'm not sure exactly how it was. Perhaps it was the way it was sold or the kind of a robe that it was. But each person that had a disability wore a different robe that identified them, what their disability was. You could look at blind Bartimaeus from behind and see his robe and know he was a blind beggar by his robe. The robe identified his problem. But when Jesus said, come here, he raised up and threw off the robe, because no more would he ever be known as a blind beggar. He threw off the robe. And I say to you tonight, throw off that robe of fear. Throw off that robe of cancer. Do not be identified with that, but be identified with your Lamb. Said he would be here. He said he would be here. Did he not say, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst? And he's here. Let your faith go. Don't waver. Don't waver. Don't be on fire Sunday and then you're down Wednesday. Don't do that. Stand on the word regardless of the situation. Well, Brother Darrell, I'm trying to stand. It's getting worse. Good. Good. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Huh? He said, thy faith has saved thee. Thy faith has saved thee. And he went on. But I mean, I can't see. I can't see yet, but he said I would see. He said I could see. He said, my faith has saved me. That's what he said to me. Thy faith has saved thee. The same Jesus that said that to him has said this to you. Ask my Father anything in my name, and I'll do it. He also said, these things I do, shall you do also. He also said, these signs shall follow them that believe. The same Jesus that said that to him has said this to you. Then he said, let every man's word be a lie, and let my word be true. Amen. He said, I would receive my sight. He said, my faith that saved me, I believe him. So he said, there's no difference. You're no different. Get away from here. It don't matter what they said. It don't matter what the doctor says. It don't matter what the report says. It don't matter what anybody says. The word has spoke. The word said, I'm saved. The word said, I'm healed. The word said, repent, be baptized. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what the word says. It don't matter what anybody else says. Stay with the word. And as he began to testify, he began to see. He began to rejoice. He began to rejoice. God will provide a lamb for your eyes. Bartimaeus, a lamb provided for your eyes. And that same lamb is provided tonight for every person in this building. Every person in this building tonight, regardless of what's wrong with you, a lamb has been provided for your deliverance. But somewhere in your life, you have got to receive what he did for you. He said, thy faith has saved thee. You know what that word faith is? It's sozo. Physical or spiritual. Remember, I said you can't separate the word. The same word means for the same thing. As long as God's saving the soul, he's got to save the body. Well, God don't heal no more. That's a lie. That's a lie. Well, God don't straighten crooked arms no more. That's a lie. God don't make the blind see no more. That's a lie. The blind still see. Crippled arms are still straightened. Limbs can still be restored. The dead can still be raised. Do you love him? Have I been about an hour? Can I have just about a few more minutes? Let's just look at David for just a minute. I just want to drop this in and we'll close. Look at David, the story of David. Very familiar. It's a familiar story. It's nothing new. Familiar stories to all of us. We've heard it from the time we was little in Sunday school. David and Goliath. We've heard it all of our lives. As soon as we say David, we think Goliath. We've heard it over and over and over and over. But no matter how many times we've heard it, guess what? It's still the truth. The truth don't get old. David was just a boy facing a giant. Is that true? Facing opposition much stronger than him, much bigger than him. And yet he overcame his enemy. He carried off the victory. You see, every time the devil produces a Goliath, God's got a David somewhere. Remember that, the prophet said. Every time there's a Goliath, there is a David. Every time the devil produces a Goliath, God produces a David. You see, my brother, my sister, every giant that raises in your life, there is a David within you. The David is within you to meet the challenge. You see, if you look at human reasoning, Goliath should have won this battle. If you was a betting man and you was just looking through your eyes, you'd have betted on Goliath. Come on, you know you would. He was a seasoned warrior. He was a champion. Black belt karate or something. I don't know. This guy was a warrior. If you just look through the eyes of your head, Goliath should have won this battle. He was tall. David was short. He was a warrior. David was a shepherd. My God, you talking about being outnumbered? Goliath was covered in armor. David was covered in sheepskin. Who would you have voted on? Be honest. So when you look at the natural part through your natural eyes, you see the crippled arm. You see the crippled leg. You see, how can this woman ever walk? How can that child ever see again? How can this man ever get out of a wheelchair? He's been in it 66 years. How can that man that's fixing to die in the next few days with heart trouble, how can he be made well right now? How can that be? The doctor says it's the worst case he's ever seen. It's so unreasonable. But you see, you can't reason it out. God is not known by reasoning. God is known by faith. God don't move by pity, brother, sister. But God don't move by pity. God is moved by faith. Goliath had a spear. Goliath had a shield. David had a slingshot. Goliath had a challenge. Goliath had a boast. But glory to God, David had a covenant. Now the setting of the showdown was the valley between the hills. On one hill was the Philistines who served gods. On the other hill was the army of Jehovah, the army of Israel. They were trained. They were armed. They were God's army. but they let fear get the best of them.
That's right.
Even though they were God's army, they had been paralyzed by fear.
Yes, that's
right. I'll give you amen. It's God's truth.
Yeah.
They look the part, they act the part of message believers, but they was paralyzed by their fear. So they just sat in service instead of getting involved in the service. Amen. They were God's army. Philistine army had a challenger. You know the story. A champion by the name of Goliath. 9'4" tall. Let me tell you, when the devil thinks he's got the upper hand, he will poke you to death. God said, now listen, boys. There ain't no use everybody getting all beat up and blooded and bruised and there ain't no need in all that. And everybody having to sweat. Just let the preacher sweat. And, you know, it's just send one man out. That's all. Just send one man. Don't be sending no boys. Just send a man. Just send out a man. And let me and him fight. And if he wins, we'll be yours. And if I win, you guys will be our slaves. You boys think it over while I polish my spear.
Huh?
He's just a big boast.
That's right.
But he could back up what he said. He had all kinds of trophies on the wall. He was a champion. But you see, David had something he didn't have. David had an unwavering faith. If any man in the whole army of Israel was able to fight this Goliath, naturally speaking, it was Saul. The Bible said Saul was head and shoulders above every man in the army. He was closer to Goliath's size than any man in the army. And surely if God's going to use anybody, he'll use that brother out there. But you see, God wasn't going to use Saul. God was going to use David. Sometimes God didn't use the prophet. He used the little woman sitting in the congregation. Come on, somebody. He used the little woman in the congregation that prayed for the woman's baby. Amen, Brother Darrell. Thank you. Saul was a warrior. Brother Bev said he knew how to fight. He knew how to knock a shield. He knew how to knock a licky off of a spear. He knew how to train men. He was a bishop. He knew what he was doing. Yet in all of his schooling and all of his training, he knew all the quotes. He could tell you what year it was preached. And he'd been to Sabina Canyon and Sunset Mountain. And he had all those things. But the prophet said he was a coward. Because he believed God, but he had never seen God in action. He never seen a God of experience. And the Reverend Branham said, you can't have great meetings in America on divine healing because it's a lack of experience. People don't know what God is. They just take him for some kind of historical something. But the prophet said he's a present day God. The Bible says in Samuel, I'm hurrying. The Bible says in Samuel 17:11, when Saul and all Israel heard the words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid, because they lacked something that David had. You see, David had an unwavering faith because David had a revelation of who he was. What is revelation? It's faith. You see, God had sent a prophet with an anointing to tell him who he was. God had sent a prophet to David to tell him who you were, who he was. You're chosen, you're elected, you're placed, you're anointed. David, you will be king. David had a word of the Lord. David had a more sure word of prophecy. David had God's mind. Oh, hallelujah. David had God's mind concerning him. David's unwavering faith. He wasn't looking at the giant. He was looking at the revealed word of his hour. But you see, Satan wants to get your eyes off the word and look at the giant. As long as you're looking at the giant, your emotions will control you. Amen. But God help me not to let the situation and the circumstance play on my emotions. We don't serve God by emotion. We serve God by faith. When you quit looking at your sickness, when you quit looking at your diseases, when you quit looking at your problems, and you start looking at your God and what God said about it, you will take over. You will take over! It won't be a giant pushing you around, but you, with unwavering faith, will stop the giant. Are you still with me? I feel you pulling back. Just stay with me. I'm closing, I promise. Just stay with me just a minute. Listen, when Goliath met David, he laughed at him. When Goliath met David, he laughed at him. But when David met Goliath, he cut his head off. Glory! Let them laugh at me. Let them make fun of me. Let them laugh at my ministry. I know who called me. Hallelujah. I know what God has called me to do in this hour. Amen. David picked up his slingshot because he knew God had used that. I see men try to preach like somebody else. Just be what God called you to be. Use what God gave you. He picked up the slingshot. He knew God had used that. He walked up there. He crossed a little branch. He stopped there. He picked up 5 stones. But there was only one giant. There's only one Goliath. Was he afraid he's going to miss 4 times? He didn't pick up the 5 stones for Goliath. He picked up 1 stone for Goliath and 4 stones for his brothers. Oh God. If I have to kill the whole bunch, I'll kill the whole bunch. If God can give me 1 giant, God can give me 2 giants. If God can give me 2 giants, God can give me 3 giants. If God can give me 3 giants, God can give me 4 giants. If God can give me 1 deliverance, God can give me another. Don't look at the giants. Look at God. Look at what God said. We that's born of God overcomes the world. He didn't know how to fight a giant. He didn't know how to fight a giant. But he knew God. He was a believer. He was elected. He was called. He was anointed. He was placed. David had the anointing oil on him. He knew where he was standing. Unwavering faith. Every David sitting here tonight, you who are positionally in Christ Jesus, you who are born of God, overcometh the world. Remember who you are. God has confirmed it. His word has declared it. God has sent us a prophet to tell us you're elected, you're called, you're anointed, you're placed, you're chosen. Come on, somebody. You've got a position. You're the bride of Jesus Christ. There's David sitting all through the building tonight. Where is the Goliath? Who is the Goliath? It's that cancer, Brother Phil. It's that cancer that's eating you up. That's your diet. But God's enduring overcomer. It's that tumor hanging on you. It's that oppression. It's that spirit hanging on you. Everything looks at it and says, it'll never be no different. You'll never be no better. You'll never get over that pornography. That's a lie right out of hell. You'll never get over drinking. That's a lie right out of hell. You'll never get over cigarettes. That's a lie right out of hell. Come on, somebody. That's the devil lying to you. As long as you believe that, you'll never rise above it. But if you don't look at that problem, you don't look at that habit, but you look at the God, amen, the God who bled for you, the God who has striped for you. If you see God did that for you and receive what God did for you, you can have what you asked for. The doctor said so. All the rest of them said so. No matter what they say, make your stand tonight. Remember what God has done for you. Anybody here God ever made stop drinking? I'll raise my hand. I'm not ashamed to. He took alcohol away from me, Brother Frank. I come out of the army with an alcohol problem. Amen, Brother Terry, I did. I come out of the army. I'm not ashamed to, I'm ashamed to tell you, but I'm going to tell you. I come out of the army with a drug problem. I come out of the army with those things in my life. But I met him. And when I met him, in a moment's time, in a moment's time, it was gone. The God, Brother G, who made us stop drinking. The God who made us stop smoking. The God who made us stop lying. The God who saved us from sin. That same God, is he not able to deliver me of cancer? Deliver me of tuberculosis? Deliver me of menopause? Deliver me of oppression? Deliver me of schizophrenic? Is not my God able? Then what? With unwavering faith. Know your position. God's Spirit is here. The Holy Ghost, the prophet of God said, is ready to fall on any person in the building that will believe it. David never trusted his slingshot. He never trusted the rocks. He never trusted his ability to throw. He trusted his hidden power. What was his hidden power? It was his revelation of who he was. He knew he had been anointed to reign as a king. And I cannot die at the hand of a giant and reign as a king at the same time. So I will take what God's word said, and I will meet that giant, not based on my ability, not based on my thoughts, but simply based upon a prophet of God who told me, I'm chosen, I'm called, I'm elected, I'm anointed, I'm predestinated, I'm the bride of Christ. Come on, somebody. God has sent us a prophet. God has told us this is who you are. Then let us act like it. Let us live like it. Let us serve like it. Come on, somebody. It was the hidden blessing. It was the hidden blessing in David's life. Unwavering faith and a revelation of who he was and what God called him to be. David's of today, you have within you a hidden power. We have upon us, my brother, my sister, brothers, come to the instruments. I told you that's closing. But we have upon us, I will pick this up tomorrow, we'll carry it on. But we have within us an understanding, my brother, my sister, by faith tonight, that the blessing of God is upon us. For the Bible said, he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet receives a prophet's. Don't worry, my brother. Don't worry, my sister. You got an angel with you. We have this understanding. The books of the prophets have been made plain to us. We're anointed, chosen. Do you love him tonight? There's one more comes to my mind. That black girl down in Arkansas that was blind. You know the story. She said, I heard there was a healer had come to see the healer. Said, my daddy, has he got the money? We got on the bus. Said, I've been separated from my daddy. He said, I'm lost. Said, can you help me, sir? He said, what? She said, the healer. I'm trying to get to the healer. He said, you don't believe in anything such as that. He said, as many fine doctors as we have today. She said, but you see, sir, those doctors can't help me. But I heard there was a healer here. I come to see him. And you know the story. It'd go on. Brother Bram said, perhaps I'm the one you're looking for. And she grabbed him by the collar. He said, she wouldn't let go for nothing. She said, are you the healer? He said, no, ma'am. I'm Brother Branham. Jesus Christ is the healer. She said, I want to see the healer. And the prophet said, I trust you will one day. And they talked a little bit more. She said, what'd you say your name was? He said, I'm Brother Branham. She said, you're the one I want to see.
She said, would you pray for me? She said, sir, if you pray for me, I'll find my daddy myself. Unwavering faith. Separated from her father. Everybody pushing her. She said, if I can get to the healer, I'll find my daddy myself. Brother Bev said, I prayed for her. She said, she let out a scream, jumped up in the air, fell down in the midst of them people. And she said, I who was once blind can now see. And then he said this. He said, there was a man standing there with a stick. Said his foot was all twisted up. And he said, I know who you are, Brother Branham. I know who you are. He said, I have been standing here 3 days in the rain just to be prayed for. Unwavering faith. 3 days in the rain. Oh God, when every time I think of that, I think how weak I am. 3, not 30 minutes, Brother Terry. Not 3 hours. 3 days in the rain. But if you'll ask God, if you will ask God, God will heal my foot. Brother Benham said, what can be done at a time like that? I said, brother, if you believe that Jesus Christ rose again on the third day to make all these things possible, hand me your club. He said, when the man handed me his club, he said, he wasn't kidding. He meant what he said. He said, when he handed me his club, I seen with my own 2 eyes that twisted foot come straight. And he jumped up in the air and he began to scream and praise God. Said, people rushed around me. Said, an old coat that my brother gave me, I tried to sew it up and use it. Said, people rushed around me trying to touch that coat. Trying to get near me, mothers with their babies, just trying to touch that old coat. He said, it wasn't me nor the coat that was healing them, but it was Jesus who was honoring their faith. And that same Jesus is in this building tonight, will honor your unwavering faith to him. Look to the unseen. Look to the unseen. Remember who you are. Exercise your God-given rights. For he who is born of God overcometh the world. Do you love him tonight? Do you believe him tonight? May the Lord bless you, friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God, I believe tonight, Lord. Little girl was lying there. The people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. And as he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. And some begin to say, he's in the house, death has to flee. Now there is life where darkness used to be. Now there is hope, there's no more doubt. Praise his name. Praise his name, he's in the house. We were like that little girl, dead in all our sins, till Jesus touched this heart of mine and gave me life again. I am just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines on me for all the world to see.
Now there is light where darkness used to be. Touched this heart of mine, gave me life again. I am just a house of clay. Ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines in me for all the world to see. Laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord, some began to say, the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, creatures great and small. He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry, He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed, and He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear I cry, He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine. Counts the stars one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. Sees every sparrow that falls. He made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear I cry, He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't know the answers to all the questions of this life, but I know in whom I have believed, and He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear I cry, He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name. Every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear I cry, He knows my name. When I'm overwhelmed by the pain, I can't see the light of day, I know I'll be just fine, 'cause He knows my name.
Unseen tonight, friends. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We was in a meeting just a few weeks ago up in Virginia, Sister Martin there with a stomach ulcer, right there at the preaching of the word at the end of the service. The man that was preaching the service that night, he rebuked stomach ulcers in the name of Jesus Christ. Something went through her body, and the next morning, she was completely healed. The Lord God can do that in Virginia. He can do it right here in Johnson City tonight. Just believe. I don't care how bad it is, no matter what the situation. Just look to Him tonight and believe. Can we do it? Let's just lift our hands to Him now. Can we just pray for one another as a body of believers tonight? There's many needs among us, a congregation this size. There's many needs here, friends. But our Lord is here with unwavering faith tonight. We stand upon the promise of who we are. And the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Faith is not smell. Faith is not taste. Faith is not feeling. It's looking to the unseen, for the unseen things that are real. Hallelujah. We don't see with the eyes of our head, but we see with the eyes of our heart. Noah looked out 120 years and saw the rain fall through the eyes of his heart. Look through the eyes of your heart tonight. See yourself well. See your family restored. See a miracle in your life. Why shouldn't God do miracles among us? He said He would do it tonight, friends. Let's look to Him and believe tonight. Just lay hands on one another. Will you do it just before we're dismissed tonight? Heavenly Father God, tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lay our hands upon one another, believing the promises of God. Father, I'm not a great prayer warrior. God, I don't even know how to pray. But Father, it's not in my prayer. It's faith in Your word tonight, dear God. And Father, I believe Your word to be true. I believe You can open blinded eyes. I believe You can make the lame walk. I believe You can heal oppression and depression, dear God. I believe You can restore marriages tonight. I believe You can take care of financial trouble. I believe You can do great miracles among us. I believe, dear God, You can get our children out of prison. I can believe these things tonight, Lord, that You can do exceedingly and above all that we could ever hope for tonight. And Father, with unwavering faith, we look to the God of reality tonight. We look to the God who fashioned us by His hand. And we believe the promise of Your word tonight. And I say to you, Satan, you're a defeated foe. You have no power over us. We are God's people tonight. And we stand here elected, chosen, anointed, placed, called as the body of believers. And we cast you out tonight, Satan. We cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. We cast down fear. We cast down pain tonight. We cast down oppression tonight. In the name of Jesus, we throw off the robe tonight. And we take the robe of righteousness. We take take the robe of healing tonight. We take the robe of joy tonight. And we count it as it was. That which not as it was tonight. We believe the things that we've asked for. We look to you tonight, Father God. May you come and confirm it in the hearts of your people tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. We lift our voices up to you tonight, oh God. We believe your word to be true tonight, God. We receive it tonight, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the glory of God tonight. Oh Father tonight. We receive it tonight. We relieve it tonight. We accept it tonight. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our bridegroom. You are our mother. You are our father. Amen. You are all in our all tonight. We look to you, God. We believe you tonight. We worship you tonight, God. The God who cannot fail. The God who cannot fail tonight. And we exalt you, God, in the midst of the congregation. We lift you up, Lord, and we give you praise, and we acknowledge you tonight in our midst, God. My faith declares it tonight. My faith sees you well. I see you in the future. You look much better than you do right now. Just believe him. Just receive it tonight. Just accept it tonight on the basis of his word. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, tonight. Thank you, Jesus, tonight. I feel the pulsating of the Holy Spirit tonight. I feel it pulsating in my soul. Satan, you've lost the battle tonight. You're defeated tonight. We are victorious. We carry away the victory. We're the overcomers tonight. We are the overcomers in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wave the banner of victory tonight. Wave the white flags of victory tonight. There's victory in the camp tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, God. You see the desire of my heart tonight, Lord. You see what I carry in my heart tonight. I give it to you, Lord. Oh, God. May you move upon it tonight, Father God. Grant it, Lord Jesus. Grant it tonight, Lord God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, there's something about his name. There's something about his name tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. At the mention of the name, dead babies leap in their mother's wombs. At the mention of his name, blinded eyes are open. At the mention of his name, the cripple walk. At the mention of his name, the dead raise. Oh, glory to God. Glory be to God Almighty. We was in Pennsylvania a couple of years ago. Me and Brother Andrew was preaching the meeting. Got to the pulpit just as I started preaching. Just as I started preaching, the man sitting on the left side of the congregation fell back into the seat. His eyes rolled up in his head. His wife jumped up and started screaming. The brothers gathered around the man. His eyes was rolled out back up in his head. I could see the whites of his eyes from the pulpit. I just stopped preaching, and we just stopped a minute and said a word of prayer. And we begin to sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. What stands out in my mind was how calm the congregation was. Nobody, just his wife was standing there beside him crying. Of course, it was her husband. But the rest of the congregation was just singing and worshiping God. And all of a sudden, the brother laying there, his eyes rolled back in his head. He just raised up in the seat. I said, Brother Jack, are you okay? He said, let's go, brother. Preach the word. Oh, hallelujah, friends. He's God. There's nobody like him. There's nobody like him tonight. Amen. Amen. Do you love him?
Hallelujah.
Do you love him? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. I was in Nicaragua. A little sister came up to me, ate up with leukemia, gave her 2 months to live. She came up to the altar. She said, but I believe, Brother Darrell, if you'll pray for me, the Lord God will heal me tonight. We prayed for the sister through an interpreter. Brother Danny was there. He knows the sister I'm talking about. She came back to me the next year at camp. She came running up to me and said, Brother Darrell, I went back to the doctor. They can't find 1 ounce of cancer in my body. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's God, friends, he's God. There is no one like him. Oh, I was in a meeting in Kentucky. A sister sitting in the back. She had a tumor on her breast. She had even told her husband. And we was preaching the word of God that night. And after preaching the word, I seen the sister. She jumped up and began to praise God. And then she sat back down. And she sat there for a few minutes. And she got up and went out. And I was just preaching. But I just happened to catch her getting up and going out. And I thought, why would she act like that? And then just get up and walk out of church. It was just going through my mind. A few minutes, she came back in. When service was over, she came up. She said, "Brother Darrell, you care if I give a testimony?" I said, "No, sis, that'll be fine. Now, the pastor, I'm sure he don't care." So she comes to the pulpit. She said, I have a tumor on my breast, and my husband don't even know it. I've not even told him. She said, "But tonight when the word was being preached, I felt something go through my body. I jumped up, began to rejoice." She said, "I got up and went to the bathroom and checked myself." She said, "Saints, the tumor's gone. It's not even there. Left her body just at the preaching of the word." He's God, friends. There's nobody like him. There's nobody like him. There's nobody like my God.
Amen.
You said, "Brother Darrell, you telling those things because you're bragging on you?" No, friend. And I'm bragging on me. I'm bragging on you.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, that's just a few. We could go on and on and on of the things I've seen the Lord Jesus do. How great is our God. How great. Let's sing that song before we do. I know I kept you to 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, forgive me. Amen. I was just going to preach a few minutes and quit, but you know, that never happens, does it? I'm sorry. But may the Lord bless. But can we just sing that? What did I tell you to sing, brother? Yes, thank you. I'm about beside myself. Let's just sing, "How great is our God," just before we can go. Can we just worship Him? Amen. If He done it for those people, He can do it for us today. Just be found believing Him. Just be found believing Him. Amen.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, sing how great, how great.
Just bow our heads. I'm sorry I kept you long. Forgive me tonight. I just like to talk about Him. He's so wonderful. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief, Lord. With an unwavering faith, dear God, may I look beyond my symptoms, my failures. May I look beyond, Lord, my flesh, dear God. And may I see the promise of Your word. I have chosen You in myself before there was ever a world. Oh God, we believe these things, Lord. The prophet said, you're not only our father, but you're our mother. Our spiritual DNA was 100% God. We're a part of you. The prophet said, we're a part of God. We have eternal life and can no more die than God himself can die. Lord, it's the end time. You said we would be here on the earth, dear God. And Lord, we see you in your ministry how when you started out, Lord, the people worshiped you and magnified you. And the Bible said you was glorified by all. And so was it in this nation, Lord, when the gospel came, how the people reverenced the word and how the people acknowledged the word of God in our schools and in our government, on our money. But Lord, in 36 months, the Bible says you went from being glorified by all to being hated to the point they killed you. But Lord, right at that point when they began to hate you and rile against you and tried to destroy you, the very next thing was the resurrection. And oh God, we see where we're at right now in time, Lord. When the world's turning on Israel, the world's turning on Christians, Lord. You can't say anything about anybody that somebody don't have a problem with it except Christians. You say what you want about them. Nobody seems to raise a finger. For Lord, we see then, dear God, the pattern of the word. The same word speaks for the groom, speaks also for the bride. Lord, you said, think it not strange that the world hates you because they hated me. But you said you would be with us, even in us, even to the end of the age. Father God, we then see where we're at in a moment of time, God. The next thing is the rejection of the bride. You'll take us off the earth, Lord. Father, we believe that we're hearing the word of God now, the message of the hour, to give us the vitamins for a body change. We believe, Lord, we're hearing what Enoch heard when he walked with you. For whatever you spoke to Enoch, it gave him such an unwavering faith that when you said, I think I'll go home, Enoch would have been built by the word to a place that he realized he could go with you. And Father, we're starting to see now who we are in the word, God. We're starting to be unfolded to us that the prophet said, you not only wrote our name, but you spoke our name before there was ever a world. Oh God. And with unwavering faith, may we stand upon that, Lord, against symptoms and situations and failures in our life. May we see that we are born of God. And whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Overcometh the world. Father, we do not survive Laodicea. We've said it many times. We overcome this age. Father, may we go out of here tonight realizing, Lord, that we are overcomers because your word declares it. Bless your people tonight, Lord. As they go, give them traveling grace. Those, Lord, over in North Carolina, if they're coming back tonight, Lord, be with them. Those traveling, Lord, today, be with them as they make their way home. Lord, I want to thank you once again for sparing my life yesterday, Lord, when the man run me off the road, slid off the road. Oh God, it's been 3 or 4 times now in the last several months. But Lord, I thank you every time you've helped me, Lord. I want to thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, that you're mindful of our needs, Lord. Go with your people now, Father. Take them safely home, Lord. Forgive me for keeping your people so long tonight, God. But Lord, may they receive the things that were spoken. And may there be great testimonies come forth from this service, God. Well, nobody screamed and nobody shouted, but Lord, we don't have to. We just simply believe the word. These signs shall follow them that believe. Lord, we believe. That's what believers do. Go with your people now, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. Do you love him?
Amen.
Just go in the fear of God. We'll see you in the morning, Lord willing. Amen.
How great is our God. Oh, sing with me how great.
You're dismissed the fear of the Lord.
And all will see how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. Oh,
Our God.